Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Chavi Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Aleph on the base at the beginning of the 10th Perek, Perek HaMatznia. HaMatznia LaZera, LaDugma, LaRufua, Vaitzir B'Shabbos Chayv Alav Cholshu. Mishnah says if one was Matznia, he stored away for planting, a sample, or for a cure, and took it out on Shabbos, he's liable for any amount. Anyone else is not liable unless he was mighty a shear. Other vechnisoi en chayv ela kashir. If he means the matznia, the one who hid it away, took it out and later brought it back inside the house, he's liable for bringing into Rosh Hashanah Yochid only for a shear. The Gemara says Rav Yom Yomar Rav Yosi Rav Hanina boy matznisin the Rav Yehuda the Yehuda Omar. Uman from Nosse Chayev. Rav Yirmiya, quoting Rav Yosi Beruchanina, said, is our Mishnah which obligates one who stored for a sample and was Moitzi, is it Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda says that a craftsman who was Moitzi, like people of his trade, is liable. Also, Rav Yehuda Barpazi, Beshem Rav Yosi Beruchanina, Rav Yehudi. Rav Yehuda Barpazi, quoting Rav Yosi Beruchanina, says, it is Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yosi Beruchanina, lo yasi ala ladugma, shekvan ispayes alikeach. Yosef B'Hanina says that the sefer means if he later brought it back inside, he's liable only for a shear. That refers to only to a sample in the case that the buyer was already satisfied, so there was no longer a special importance to the sample. For planting of furufur, he's liable even for any amount. If Reuben saved it and Shimon took it out, he's exempt from Shimon ben Elazar, obligates him. Man kaimen im b'shoytziu midas ha-sheni divya kol pata, im b'shoytziu midas ha-rishoin divya kol chayev. What's the case? If Shimon took it out with the second intent, means on his own volition, surely all exempt. If he was motzi in accordance to Reuben's intent, then surely all obligate. Elakan an kaimen b'stam. Rabban amri chazoka midas ha-sheni hoytziyoi. The answer is the case that he was moitzi stam without particular intent. One says that the chazaka is that he took it out with the intent of the second one, whereas Shimon Elazar says that the chazaka is that he took it out with the first one's intent. Coming now to the next mishnah halacha base, hamoitzi oichlim benasan al skupa ben shechazar etziam ben joitziam acher potter neshulei asa menachtei bevasachas. Mishnah said if one was moitzi food and put it on the porch, which is a carmelis, he or anyone else who later was moitzi it is exempt because the melacha was not done at once. Kupa shehi maleya peiros in the soil as kupa achitzoina avapi sheroiv apeiros in bechutz potter at sheyotzi es kol hakupa. If one put a basket full of produce on an outer porch, even if most of the produce is outside, which is a rabbim, is exempt unless he was moitzi the entire basket. The Gemara says, "Chizki Amar b'kupa shel kishurim v'shel diluin, he masnisin to mixas ha'eichel mifnim mixas mibachutz." Chizki said that our Mishnah discusses a basket of gourds or pumpkins. Part of every food is therefore inside, and part is outside. Aval b'kupa shem alei peiros kiyon shahitzim mena kugoygeros chayev. Whereas, if a basket is full of produce, once he was moitzi a full pre from it, then he is liable. Amin milsei Rabbi Yochanan pliga damechiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan so to mixasim b'vnim mixasim b'chutz nata mikam and nata mikan pater. Rabbi Yochanan's words disagree because the mechiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if part of a trough was inside and part was outside, if he took from here means produce in the kli inside, and put here means in the part of kli in which is rabim, he is exempt. If he uprooted the kli, he is not liable until he uproots it at once. Amr b'mana, claim Rav Yasa, tipate b'poets, the mana said in front of Rav Yasa, we can say that he does not argue. Chisid is discussing a kli which is open to Rosh Hasharabim, so peiros in the part of the kli in Rosh Hasharabim are considered to be resting totally in Rosh Hasharabim. If the kli is not open, then all exempt due to this concept of ege kli. It is if the peiros are partially in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Amar lei v'hatanin kupa, islach meima kupa putza. Vyasa objected, he said, our mission discusses a basket. Can you say that a basket is open? Surely a standard basket is closed. Maikadoin, what is Chizkiya's reasoning? Enecha metaltalin v'yosha sarabim v'nasi kamlis ila adam v'lvad. The answer is the only metaltalin which is movable objects in v'yosha sarabim that becomes a kamlis is man, but not kelim. We don't say the concept of egei kli. One is liable for taking peyos to v'yosha sarabim, even if they are in a kli that is partially in v'yosha sayochid. Chizkiya amar hoitzi chabila v'yosha sayochid v'yosha sarabim achele anicha v'yosha sarabim hayarosha lemala ma'asara. However, in Kolan Nicha Rosh Hasharabim Potter. Chizkiya said that if one was moitzi a bundle from Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hasharabim, if before it rested in Rosh Hasharabim, the top was above 10 Tvachim, since it's not totally resting in Rosh Hasharabim, he's exempt. Even if he later rested it totally within 10, since it first rested partially in a Makom Pator, he's exempt. Rabbi Yitzchak said that if one took out a beam from Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hasharabim, if before it rested in Rosh Hasharabim, the end entered another Rosh Hashayochid, since it's not totally resting in Rosh Hasharabim, he's exempt. Rabbi Yochanan Eben, Shehi Nesuna Rosh Hasharabim, קווי עשור רח ועבו המשתמש בתריך בירושסרבים בירושסרבים לסריכו חייב. רבי יוחנן said that if a rock was in בירושסרבים 10 תפוחים tall and 4 תפוחים wide, one who transfers from it to בירושסרבים or from בירושסרבים to it, he is liable because it's a בירושסיוחד. שמול אמר קופשי מלאי הפירויס ונסון בירושסרבים קווי עשור רח ועבו המשתמש בתריך בירושסרבים או בירושסרבים לתריכו פוטר. Moore said if a basket full of payroys placed in Rosh Hasharabim is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, one who uses from it to Rosh Hasharabim or from Rosh Hasharabim to it is exempt. Ma palik, does he argue with Rabbi Yochanan? Kan b'shehafcha al-sida v'shaloi hafcha al-sida. The answer is he does not argue. Shmuel discusses when he turned it on its side. Now it's not 10 tvachim tall, so it's not Rosh Hasharabim. Rabbi Yochanan is discussing when he did not turn it on its side. Rabun Bachir boy, Oka Eben, which is Harabim, Gveyasor, Rachvabor, Ma'ad Avila. Rabun Bachir asked that if one uprooted a rock in Rosh Hasharabim 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Tvachim wide, what's the law? That Mishtamish Metecha Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim Metecha, Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim Acheres. Is it like one who uses, means transfers from it to Rosh Hasharabim, or from Rosh Hasharabim to it, and is liable for moving any amount? Or is it like transferring from Rosh Hasharabim to a different Rosh Hasharabim, and he's only liable if he moved it 4 amas. Rabban Tekisoran Amrin, Rabbi Yochanan boy, Nosan Chamisha Gabi Chamisha Ma'at Arvid Loin. Rabban Tekisoran said that Rabbi Yochanan asked about one who put something 5 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, which is initially resting on something else of the same dimensions. If you put it on something else, 5 tall and 4 wide, what will be the law? Mishtamish Mishis Ayochid, Lekamlis and Mikamlis Mishis Ayochid, Mishis Ayochid, Mishis Ayochid, Acheres. Is it like one who uses from Rosh Hasharabim to a kamlis, means if we view the places where it was lifted up and put down like they were initially, or from kamlis to Rosh Hasharabim, if we view the places like they are at the end? Either way, it would be forbidden midrabbanon, or like from Rosh Hasharabim to another Rosh Hasharabim, means if we view the place where it was picked up like before it was picked up, and the place of where it was put down like after it was put down, if so then is it permitted, lechatchila?